You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The Indonesia-Australia Free Trade Agreement has been in the works for 8 years and it's seen five Australian Prime Ministers lead the negotiations. But it was Trade Minister Simon Birmingham who sealed the deal with his Indonesian counterpart in Jakarta. The agreement will open up new agricultural and educational opportunities between the two nations. Senator Birmingham says the deal will benefit both countries.
It will help many of our farmers, our grains and beef sector, as well as our education industry, finance industry and otherwise. But it also will be a great lift for Indonesia in terms of investment in Indonesia, their tourism sector and what they can secure in terms of health and education services. It really is a win-win outcome.
The trade agreement was meant to be signed in August last year following the end of trade talks between the two countries. It was postponed by Indonesia after Prime Minister Scott Morrison's announcement the government was considering moving Australia's Israeli embassy to Jerusalem. Despite the delay in signing the deal, Scott Morrison is confident about the benefits the Indonesian free trade deal will bring.
Our government has been expanding the borders of our trade, and what that means is local jobs at the end of the day. Whether it's what we've done through the China Free Trade Agreement, Japan, Korea, now Indonesia, the TPP-11, all of these have been leadership initiatives from our government to ensure that small and medium and family-sized business can get access to markets that they never would have got before. It's been great for all of those businesses, and this agreement will be great for them too.
The free trade deal will allow 99% of Australian goods to enter Indonesia duty-free or under significantly better preferential arrangements. Grains, meat, citrus and horticultural products will be granted automatic import permits, and rolled steel, copper and plastic exports are also expected to benefit, and Australian-owned universities will be able to operate in Indonesia. Indonesia will benefit from Australia eliminating all tariffs on Indonesian imports into the country, and the number of Australian work and holiday visas given to Indonesians will increase from 1,000 to 4,100 in the first year before growing to 5,000 over 6 years. Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tiasio Lukita says the agreement will bring the countries closer together.
Indonesia-Australia SEPA probably the toughest one. So after 9 years of negotiations, we finally reach this moment. Congratulations to all of us. The signing letter today is a landmark agreement, which I hope will bring the two countries grow together.
The ACTU has branded it a dodgy deal that favours temporary visa holders, while the head of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union says there's not enough evidence that the deal will benefit Australian workers. Mr. Shorten says the unions are entitled to their views, but has promised to study the detail as his party weighed up whether or not to lend parliamentary support. But he says Labor is positively disposed towards the trade pact, which must be ratified by Parliament after its formal tabling and an inquiry by the Treaties Committee.
It was Labor who got the Indonesian Free Trade Agreement negotiation started. It's a Labor project. So I feel very positive about it from what we've seen. We'll have to study the detail as you always do. We want to make sure that Australian jobs are prioritised, but we're very positive from what we've seen so far.
Both countries are in the world's top 20 economies, but are not in each other's top 10 trading partners. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.